I'm sorry, let me introduce my engineer, Mike Doble from Lynch Associates. He's present at a lot of the meetings. The goal was, because it is a collector street, which is 80 feet, there was an issue when it first comes off of the school that there happened to be a jog in the road. And we really questioned why that was, because there already was a dedication on South 49th Street, as you can see. Well, our comments back from the city was that, you know, there was trees and some natural resources in that area that they wanted to bend the road to miss those particular trees and come around that way. Then they wanted to continue out to 51st Street, but there also became an issue of a home that was located on South 51st Street. They, again, being instructed, they did not want to be involved with purchasing or anything with that particular home. We were then directed to say, well, why don't we curve the road over and miss that particular home? Also in the conversations, there was woodlands behind that particular home of which we were instructed, or at least guided to, why don't we try to curve the road over to try to miss as many trees as possible? So with the direction of staff and the alderwoman in that district, we kind of came up with this particular plan.
I wasn't involved in the road design at all.
I'm sorry?
I wasn't involved when you were laying this road out.
I believe you were involved with trying to miss these trees here, and the conversation came is, why don't you try to miss these trees that were located closer to 51st Street?
Okay. No recording of that, but
so
that's fine.
With that in mind, we've got a collector road that we've designed here with, we're trying to create two other neighborhoods that are coming off of that.
Okay.
And I just want to make a couple comments. This is a concept plan. There's nothing set in stone. There's no road on anybody's property at the moment. You know, we're simply, you know, showing this plan to the council to get some reaction. We understand it is a goal to get Marquette Avenue connected. We've heard about that and from the public comments. If sidewalks are desirable, then, you know, sidewalks will be added to the development plan as it moves forward. I think the key issue that we're looking for direction from, you know, the council on is this plan acceptable, and should you choose to move forward and we're not able to acquire the right-of-way that's off of our property, you know, is it important enough to the city to extend that right-of-way to get out to 51st with Marquette Avenue? Because if it's not, we've already made an attempt to buy the property north. You've heard from that property owner. Doesn't sound like he's in a position to sell it to us. So if, you know, in essence, we're sitting here saying, you know, what's your direction? We'd love to develop this property. Should the city care to get Marquette Avenue through and acquire the right-of-way to do it and then assess all of us for the cost of that road and the property acquisition? Or, you know, should we just step away from the property and find some other way to develop it? So I guess that's why we're here, just quite simply to get some direction from the council.
Alderman Taylor.
Well, I mean, I've been here since, besides a little gap in time, since 2008, and I remember this being a topic of discussion back then about getting all the way to 51st Street, Marquette Avenue coming through, and whoever develops it is going to be the one to put it in the road. I mean, that's what's been discussed now going on 8 years. So I think the desire, at least my desire, would be to have a road go through. Now, the question is, so the property to the north, that's owned by the gentleman that spoke during citizen comment period. Do we have to shift on his property? I mean, we can do that because of the right-of-way, Glenn? You want to explain just the logistics of, I mean, can the developer do this? I mean, if he doesn't have to purchase, if he wants to purchase the property but he can't, I mean, can the property owner is saying, I don't want to sell for whatever reason, can we still put this road in? And then Is there a way to, I mean, here's once again, we're, what kind of trees are these? Are they historic? Are they oak trees? I mean, are they, I've been a lot of meetings where we're trying to protect trees, and, you know, here we're moving a road. If there's not some value to them, why are we doing it? So that would be help with some of the issue. I mean, I think you have a elementary school. I think you want a sidewalk. I mean, I'm thinking that's something that would make sense, having a sidewalk to 51st Street where there's a sidewalk. I don't know why we would not want that. So how can we make this work? But I think the road is a given. So maybe you can answer those questions. I don't know if I've really asked or if I've rambled here or what.
I think what you're asking is property has to be purchased from someone, whether it comes off the property to the north or the property to the south. There's an existing house on the one to the south. So I think it makes sense to, if you have to purchase property from the empty, you know, the one that's being farmed. As far as curving and winding, I guess that doesn't bother me. It's somewhat of a traffic calming issue. I don't think that would be a problem as opposed to having a straight shot. I think I answered your question. No?
So, I mean, the road can't go in unless the two parties agree because it's on...
Somebody has to sell property, otherwise you use eminent domain, and that's a long process. And
right. So if they can't come to an agreement, we're kind of in a standstill because I don't think eminent domain is something that we're going to do. I can't speak for the rest of you. Is it possible if you... Yeah, I mean, you're automatically going to be, you're having to curve around that house to the one that doesn't want to move, right? I mean, you have to curve into this gentleman's property, regardless.
Regardless, we either put the road. Well, let's talk about parameters here. If you refer to the map that's on the screen, the roadway either needs to intersect with 51st Street approximately in the vicinity of that home, or it needs to move very far south, which, you know, is probably not very efficient, seeing as, the roadway needs to access the school. I mean, it makes sense to punch it straight west, right? So based on that, it either has to go on Wally's property to the north or through these people's property and, you know, really where their driveway is now off of 51st. You can see it in the air photo in the background. So it's one or both of those property owners. I suspect from an engineering standpoint, unless you tear the house down that's existing, it would have to be both of those property owners to split the road between the two property lines. That's why we erred on the side of pushing the road further north to avoid the property owner that's living in the home there and leave their parcel intact and put it on the vacant parcel on the north. I mean, and quite frankly, if Mr. Prisbella bought the land to the north, I mean, this is the way the road would look. If we can't come to an agreement, I mean, really the only option is for, you know, the city, if you want to get 51st, or if you want to get Marquette through, is to exercise eminent domain power. And it's not as onerous as it might seem. I mean, the property owner will be duly compensated for selling the property. I mean, all those things are in place. Nobody will be treated unfairly. But, I mean, I would suspect that if all the residents in the neighborhood that are being affected negatively right now by the elementary school knew there was an opportunity and somebody sitting at the table willing to facilitate this roadway going through, they might be pretty excited that there's an opportunity to get this roadway through. I don't know. I mean, there's two sides of this coin. We have one property owner that is a little shell-shocked tonight because, you know, he hasn't attended any of these meetings to have a discussion informally with staff. And I can understand why he has some concern. I mean, I'd feel the same way. We offered him that opportunity to have him come with staff and discuss this. We even offered to buy the property. There's a lot of things that have happened. He's a little shell-shocked tonight because he hasn't had a chance to really think about it, see what it is, understand why. I think that it would be logical, and we will, now that we've made contact, he understands the gravity of what we're discussing. I think maybe he will come to a staff meeting and see if we can find some way to work this out. But if not, if it's important to the city and to the residents who are being affected right now by the traffic from the school that this go through, I don't think it's a terrible thing to exercise the power that the council has to fairly compensate the affected individuals and accomplish the goal of getting this road through.
I can not only can speak for myself, and this is concept review, so there's going to be no approval tonight, as Alderwoman Wilhelm said at the beginning. To me, I don't have a problem with the concept, all right? Building homes, right? That's not an issue to the south. We're Evergreen. Okay with that, I guess. You know, I mean, I haven't heard from any of the homeowners. You know, that would be the alderman of the district to, if she had some concerns. But to me, solving the problem that's been there for a long time, which is getting access and putting Marquette through to 51st, that has to happen. Sidewalk, I think, would be ideal. And really, it's for you and the property owner to the north to work it out. Would be my recommendation, because I think eminent domain is going to be a tough sell. I mean, watching the presidential debate, you hear about Donald Trump doing eminent domain on some old lady that owned a house by a casino or whatever. I mean, that's, do you think we want to have that conversation of we're taking, I'm just saying, I think.
Alderman Taylor, a collector street servicing an elementary school is way different than a private developer condemning land to build a casino.
Right.
Yeah. Let's be fair about it. I mean, well, this is a.
I understand that, but that's not something that we've done in my up here. So you may think it's easy, but that's not argumentative here. I'm just telling you, this is
I'm not pretending
not something,
it's easy.
Yeah, well,
I'm just,
right.
I'm merely suggesting.
Let's not have a back and forth here.
I'd like you
to direct the chair here.
Yes, ma'am.
I'm giving my position. I'm recommending from my point of view. I just said at the beginning, I can only speak for myself. All right, so if you can get four others or three plus the mayor to do eminent domain, go ahead.
Okay, direct the comments up here. Okay, I, as the district alder person, I have about 15 comments that I'd like to say on this project. First, I need to clarify the number of meetings that I was involved in. The first meeting, as you know, you weren't invited. I had to call you from my cell phone and let you know. The second meeting, I wasn't invited. So I've been involved with one meeting, the meeting that I called you to, and that was the very first meeting, and this was before a lot of this stuff came about. So it wasn't quite at this developed point, and there certainly wasn't this layout in front of us at the meeting we were at. So that's important because, you know, I don't want constituents seeing our alderman was working behind the scenes with this developer. That kind of stuff happens, so I'm just getting that out there. Now to address some of the concerns that I have on the project. The access for me to from Marquette Avenue to 51st is the number one goal. And I know that's not what Mr. Havowitz wants, but it's extremely important for the safety of the school, for the access. We've always talked about this road going through. How we get there, I'm not sure how that's going to happen or if it's going to happen even with this. It would be nice if it would. That's my feeling on it. I did take the time to go as much as I could out on 49th Street. The first reaction from residents was, oh, no, more traffic. But as soon as I said this will get the street out to 51st Street, you can see how many people didn't show up in opposition of your project. So that tells me it's very clear that the residents here would like this street to go out to 51st as well. So I think we can agree on that. I did want to know how the road would be addressed down by Rich Hamerick's, which is I don't know if that's working or not. Where the road was installed by the city, which is, I don't think that's working, but it right up there. Can you see it?
Oh, ma'am, you're talking about the little piece, the little triangle?
The road that was extended by the city. The reason why we couldn't go over, one, we did want to protect the tree line from all future development for the property owner, and two, there was no record of that right-of-way being recorded. He did show it on his property, but it was never recorded, so we would have had to have purchased right-of-way as well, and so this was negotiated in this. And plus, it did allow a little bit of a traffic calming and not a straight-in shot. So I'm hoping that that will remain. There won't be any further impacts onto the adjacent neighbors, because as this develops, that buffer for that subdivision will be very important, and it's important to me. The another concern that I had was the very first cul-de-sac that's closest to Marquette School, the lots 26, 25, and 24 have 50-foot building setback, which is part of the wetland buffer in the building lot, and I'm concerned that the cul-de-sac is just a little bit too long to accommodate that. And the first thing that comes to mind is the Woodlands of Franklin subdivision, where we had a lot of concerns with well-meaning developers putting conservation easements in the lot and then the city trying to enforce the impacts to that. So I think if you could shorten that up. I thought maybe if you got a...
Could do a point of order real quick. Do you mind?
Yes, I'll do too.
And I'm not, you know, if you want to continue, that's fine. To me, concept review is, do you like what's there, major things, and that in general. I think as alderman of the district, you're going to have to be heavily involved in this, and I think some of this stuff is really high detail, which to me, concept review is the big picture. Do you like what's there? What's important? Like I kind of said in a very short period of time, wrote all the way through, I kind of like how it is. Instead, I mean, if you have 15 points, that you should pass the gavel, because, you know, this is real high detail, maybe a DART meeting, you know. So,
well, I'm like just, I said, I would have been at the second meeting, but I wasn't. Didn't
time,
receive any.
Concerning the agenda, yeah. I'm thinking maybe the alderman want to give input, but that's just my point of order.
The reason why I felt these points, which I could have got through them in this time, but these points are important because it gives them direction and where they need to go with what the rest of the council would like to see with the roads as well. So the big picture is I like the layout. It might be a little bit. A couple of lots need to be adjusted, like the one on 51st Street where the road is. There is a side yard to a rear yard, which doesn't give that guy much room. So we can talk about that issue later. As far as the way you have outlot 4, I like that, but if we're going to talk about city helping on Marquette, there has to be a trail connecting the Evergreen people to the school. That was shown on one of these other plans. And so I guess what I'd like to see is I'm okay with this as a basic concept, but there's some tweaking I would definitely like to see done. And one of them is there has to be a connection. I was envisioning we were going to make the road go through. I don't know whatever happened to that. I heard that there was too many difficulties with wetlands and cost and terrain. But if they're not connected, we need a trail. Now, whether the developer dedicates outlet 4 and the city builds the trail, or the developer builds the trail, and you know, there's talk about gaining that as parkland, I guess what I'd like to do is have you continue these negotiations and involve the city attorney, because he would know the aspects of what we can do for dedication, what we can use for impact fees, how that would balance. But it has to be financially fair to the city. You've got your fragile financial aspects, and we've got our obligation to the residents. So I guess that's where the big picture with me is at. I've talked to a lot of the residents. I've gotten input where they feel, and I can share that at future meetings. What I'm hearing is they don't really want me to go through all of my issues here, and I can completely understand that. So,
trying to save your voice, too.
Yeah. Alderman, well, I actually wanted to save my voice so I could talk on a constituent issue. So, Alderman Mayer.
A couple quick points. Nothing gives this council more headaches than sidewalks being put in later. Mm-hmm. I think it doesn't make any sense to put the road in and not put sidewalks in now, or the council is going to be sitting here 10 or 20 years from now going through a lot of hassle. So I'm just one voice, one vote. I won't support anything that doesn't include a sidewalk. And number two, it's going to take an awful lot to convince me of eminent domain. I'm probably not going to be in favor of that, regardless of how you sell it. I do like the concept. I like the fact that we would be getting a road into the school, though.
Any other comments? Alderwoman Mayer. Well, we'd have to suspend the order. Let the council have their say, and then I'll ask if they want to suspend the order.
I'm sorry.
Alderwoman Mayer has the floor.
I guess regarding the access of Marquette to 51st Street, obviously it has been an issue for a long time, and it obviously makes sense, so I'm all for that. I don't know if I necessarily agree that it needs to be a straight shot, even with the curves that are in it. I mean, did you ever do it with Marquette on your property?
We looked at a bunch of different options. Now, granted, the option in front of you, could we, keep more of it on our side? Yes, we could. We could change this layout to do that. And, right now, the proposal in front of you shows 50,000 square feet of land being acquired from the adjacent property owner north. But even if we did push it onto our property as much as we could, it may be roughly 20,000 square feet. So there is a component of it that would still require adjacent property owner land acquisition in order to get the full right-of-way width. And we're focusing on the land that's kind of north and to the west, but there's also a small piece of land right at the existing dead end of Market Avenue that would have to be acquired as well. To date, we have not made contact with that property owner. The way the right-of-way exists right now for the small connector, I'll call it the temporary connector that was put in, it's sufficient to fit that temporary connector, but in order to get the full width collector road in, there is additional right-of-way at the far east end of Marquette, or the proposed Marquette, that would have to be acquired as well.
Okay, and then as far as the purchase of the property north, was that discussed as far as his whole entire property, or just property to incorporate the road?
Initially, we approached him to acquire the entire piece, and made an offer contingent upon studying the property. There are wetlands and whatnot on that property as well. And we made a verbal proposal to, share in some of the costs to identify those environmental features so we could establish a value, et cetera. I mean, do all those things that we should do for due diligence. And that's kind of where that negotiation ended. And we were basically told by the property owner that the offer was off the table at that stage.
Well, obviously, there are issues that need to be dealt with that. I like it. Definitely the trail is more in line with me. Sidewalk, obviously, that's for sure. And it has to be financially favorable for the city to be involved in this. I do like it. I guess I prefer the one where you have the four lots. Down by Evergreen, just because of that trail and connecting somehow, negotiating with the city with that. So,
thank you. Appreciate that.
Any other comments, Alderman D'Andrea?
When I reviewed this and I heard Alderwoman Mayer's comments in regards to possibly changing the road, but I am probably, in my quick analysis here, is if they were to shift it south more, it would probably make this project impractical to build because they would be changing and possibly eliminating some of these lots. I like the concept. We need parcels to develop in the city. The collector road off of Marquette, I know this is a hot button. Yes, we do need to have the sidewalk scenario, and I like if we can coordinate a path scenario in here to accommodate the connection of this park that's going to be in here through everything. It would be a good add on here, but very familiar with your work, and I think you do a great job for the city.
Alderwoman Mayer.
I just want to add, I know that I was talking about the sidewalks and the trails. My preference would be that those, if the development would happen, that those be coordinated early on in the project, because it's very difficult to get those things through when you have when it's not expected by the residents who then live there. Thank you.
Yes, I would definitely agree with that. Trail first. Any other comments from the council? Is there any desire to suspend the order of business to allow Mr. Havlowitz to make a comment?
I'll suspend the rules.
Is there a second? I'll make the second. All those in favor to suspend the order of business, please say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Any opposed?
No.
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 Roll call.
Alderwoman Mayer.
Aye.
Alderman Barber.
Aye.
Alderman Taylor.
No.
Alderwoman Wilhelm.
Aye.
Alderman Mayer.
No.
Alderman Dandria.
No.
That's 3-3, and motion fails. So I guess you'll have to talk with them outside, or talk with me later. You've got my number. Is there any further direction that you need? Do you have any questions?
Ma'am, I'd just like to make one comment. We did intend to have a trail from the park through our land. We've left a gap between lot 23 and 24. We'll put sidewalks along the roadway, and obviously it makes sense along the collector road. So I just wanted to let you know, even though it doesn't not depicted on here, that was always part of our plan to make that trail connection through. And then lastly, the bottom line is this. We appreciate all your comments, and we'll take them and do whatever we can. If we can't come to an agreement with this gentleman to acquire this property, it pretty much kills this project. We can't develop the land and meet all the goals, meet everybody's goals. So that's probably where it stays. So if we don't come back, it's not because you scared us. It's just because we probably weren't able to come to some sort of agreement to get Marquette Avenue through. So,
well, I wish the best on that, and I guess we'll see where it goes. But we I couldn't get a motion to suspend, so.
I'm number four.
Well, we'll make sure we involve you. Mr. Havlowitz, I'm sorry, but I can't have you yelling from the audience. I will invite you and make sure you're involved from this point forward. I will be sure of that. I have your phone number. Okay, thank you. Item G4. Resolution imposing conditions and restrictions for the approval and special use for a heating, ventilation, and air conditioning contracting business upon use upon the property located at 8437 South 27th Street, Urban Heating and Cooling, Inc. Applicant. Is there a motion?
So moved.
Second.
Any discussion? No discussion.
Discussion.
Alderman Mayer.
I will be abstaining from the vote because I know the applicant fairly well. So I will be abstaining, but it's not because I'm not in favor of this.
Okay. We have a motion and a second. All those in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? We have one abstention, 5 yes. Motion carries. G5. This is the Park Commission recommendation to purchase site furnishings for Kayla's playground. Is there any discussion?
I'll make the motion to approve.
Second.
You have a motion, a second. Any discussion? Alderwoman Mayer.
I guess I was not at the Park Commission meeting when this was discussed, so I don't know what conversation was going on. I don't want to overpurchase, I guess. It seems like this is a lot of stuff to be sitting out in that area. My thought is maybe purchase a little bit less, and we can always build on that if we need to. But we're kind of filling everything in right away. So my thought is just to decrease the number of tables. And obviously you need the bollards and stuff, but and that's just my thought.
Well, right now we have a motion. Did you want to suggest an amendment to the motion?
Sure. I would suggest approving the purchase, but maybe just like three three tables of each, so three of the regular and three of the ADA.
So you're saying six tables, but keeping the waste receptacles and the pillars for blocking the parking areas?
I would say the bollards are probably necessary. I don't know if four waste containers are necessary, but if there's that many people out there, probably. So I would just look at the tables.
Okay, well, we have a motion requesting a change to... Is there a second?
Is it an amendment?
Yes, she would like to make an amendment to, instead of having a 12, she wanted everything would stay the same. Instead of 12 tables, she would...
I'll do a second, and I don't care what the mayor ever said about under discussion, because I'm doing a second, and I always withdraw it, but on a second, I got a question. So I'll second it, but I have a question.
Okay, Alderman Taylor.
What does that do, I mean, financially, like where the money's coming from? Is there any negative to... I mean, we're just, you know, this just seems that we're constantly just adding and adding and adding, and this, I mean, it looks like we have money in the budget or the project's under budget or whatever. But, I mean, things keep on happening. You know, you have the neighbors still calling me. What's going on? You know, they didn't, I mean, I don't even want to get into it. It's there. It's a good thing. I mean, kids are using it. It's packed all the time. It's wrong locations still, I believe, but it's there. And doing the best I can to support it. I still represent the people around it that gave me 81%, okay? So I'm going to listen to those people. So financially, no harm to do this, to go in increments?
No, everything would go down proportionally. If you tried to then buy them a couple years later, it would not be part of a total construction project, and we probably would not be able to use impact fees for that 36% of that time. But at that point, if you're talking a couple tables, that you're talking minor dollars. So you can very easily scale this motion back and have the same sources apply, just less application.
And then impact fees, we have other areas in the city we could use those dollars. We're not in jeopardy of really losing them. I mean, we have other projects on the table where some of this money could, I mean, we're not talking about a big chunk of money.
No, with the action you took a few meetings back where you passed that separate resolution, we now have plenty of time to react. But in general, wherever it's appropriate to apply an impact fee, it's reasonable to do so, because the alternative is likely your own source of money. So you spend the impact fee first, retaining your own source of money, which has greater flexibility for the future then. So it works out the same.
Okay, that's good. I'm good with the motion.
Okay, Alderman Barber.
To pick up on what Alderman Taylor is saying, I have some constituents that I have contacted me, and they were wondering if somehow there couldn't be some cones incorporated so people aren't turning around in their driveway at all hours. I think there's three people just to the west of the entrance there that are using that. Now, I don't know if that's done here with this, but just to pick up, there are still our concerns there, and their solution would be very simple, would be to put like two or three cones, or give them cones that they could put out during the busy times to block traffic from going into their driveways.
Well, I think maybe that would be an item that we could direct our city engineer to bring up at a future park commission. Leroy, I see you there. We're in the middle of a meeting. I'd have to suspend the rules. We're having a discussion. I do see you. But let the council finish their discussion, and I will ask for, but I don't think it's going to happen. So I was trying to get our city engineer to address Mr. Barber's concerns so we can move on with our vote. We have an amendment on the floor and a motion on the floor.
If I could beg a few weeks, we're getting ready to asphalt that so that way people can actually turn around in the park. For the past couple weeks, we've had one half of it closed off for contractors' use so we didn't have kids running in and out amongst equipment. So hopefully that will improve after 2 weeks when we're done doing asphalt.
Okay, we have an amendment on the floor. It's been seconded. City Attorney.
Just with regard to City Administrator's Director of Administration comments on the impact fees, impact fee determination for use with this particular project was very unique. I even discussed it in great detail with one of the scriveners of the impact fee law, Professor Brian Ohm in Madison. And the unique feature was, since the impact fee statute changed circa 2006 to remove recreational facilities from the statute, the simplest answer is, what can you use park impact fees for? Lands, acquire lands for parks and recreation. Facilities in this case were extremely unique, and in effect, the basic needs for this type of park slash playground. And you start moving years down the road, the question then becomes, okay, you're spending impact fee money for parks on facilities. Is this an essential component to create this park playground? And if you're years down the road, somebody might say, that's not essential. It's years down the road. You didn't need it to make this park, just so you know.
Well, my comment is, right now, the park is there. It's not essential. It's nice. It's a nice feature to have. And I guess I'm sort of with the other two aldermen that maybe we should try and see how, you know, six tables go before we start adding 12. It's a small area. Mm-hmm. And I'm in favor of that. I think that's very reasonable. And I got a park in my district that has no picnic tables. I've got a couple of them in my district that have no picnic tables. City of Clerk has her hand up, and then Alderman Mayor, and then Alderman D'Andrea.
I just would like to inform the council that the Park Commission approved an application for our office to issue pavilion permits like we do for the Lions Legend Park and Vernon Barg and Ken Wendell. Applicants can apply for a pavilion permit to rent the park, and then we also have registration for the playground. But the pavilion permit is, it states right on there, up to 50 people. So I don't know how many people you can fit on six picnic tables, but if we are not going to have accommodations for 50 people, we may want to note that somewhere on the, change the application.
I'm not sure how many accommodations you can fit for 50 people at 12 picnic tables, because I don't even know how many they seat, so... just a minute. I've got an order. Alderman Mayor, Alderman D'Andrea, Alderwoman Mayor, Alderman Taylor.
This kind of goes off of what the city clerk mentioned. We're going to be renting that area out, and this did come as a recommendation from the Park Commission. Does the reduced number still fit with what the Park Commission's goals are for this area? Do we know?
It's our goals as well.
Understood. But it's a recommendation that's before us from the Park Commission. We don't know that?
Okay. I don't have an answer. Alderman Dander,
I do have a concern with reducing the number of tables, because if you go to the ADA, all you can do is get three people around it because you have one access to someone with a wheelchair. So you are really limiting the potential use by any family to use half of the tables on the ADA side, especially if there aren't the people out there on the, with the disabilities in the wheelchairs. You've got unusually shaped tables. And then is the city, are we going to keep our original picnic tables that we have throughout our park system, and are we putting them in the park, in the pavilion area? Or were we going to just have the picnic table set up adjacent to the, in that paver block area?
I can't answer.
Glenn's here, so I'd ask Glenn to help me out here.
I believe the intent was to place these tables out in the paver area. I understand they're going to be more of a concrete heavy. We'll have to use our equipment to move it. So the lighter tables could be underneath the pavilion that could get moved around. but these tables are planned to be stationary on the pavers.
Yes,
so there is the capacity for, if someone rents it, they could bring in additional tables, which is what they do at a lot of the parks anyway. So it's not like we're telling them you can't have picnic tables. There are other picnic tables. So I don't want it to make it sound like because we're doing this, we're preventing them from having amount of people there, because there are picnic tables. And I know I've been to parks where I've actually carried my own tables there. So not that we want people doing that, but we have the ability to have more tables. Mr. Liberta.
Yeah, I believe that from my conversations with Jerry Schaefer, I believe the city engineer is correct. The pavilion will have the regular picnic tables that are commonly placed in pavilions. These, although it's labeled furnishings on the council action sheet, they are so heavy such that where we place them, they will stay. And so that it's the intent that they become fixtures out on that
brick paver.
On that brick paver area, with the shelter having the regular tables that are used in pavilions.
Did you have additional?
Yeah, I also recall that part of the conversation was because they're now renting out the pavilion, they want to make sure that the users of the pavilion don't gobble up all of the existing tables. So they want to put some tables out in the patio that can't be moved, that are strictly there for regular users of the park.